Good evening. You're listening to WMUC Digital College Park. My name is Adam. I am here with my co-host, Rory. He's taking a quick breather on the couch because it is toasty as all hell out in this studio right now. Guess the AC hasn't kicked on yet. That's okay. It's going to get down, apparently, back to the 40s or 30s tomorrow. Could snow. That's a horrific thought. Thanks, everyone, for joining today. I know it's been a minute since I've been on the air. Had 2 weeks off unintentionally. I went to Indianapolis, which is really, they're calling it one of the cities of dreams. It's really, really beautiful. It's fun. Lots to do. And I'm just so sad to be back. I was really loving it as I try and wrestle and find the aux cord. Here we are. Anyhow, we have a great show for you today. Rory, do you want to find a mic and get on the air here? In one sec. Okay, she's going to work on that. It's going to be this one. This one's broken. Okay. Try that one out. Hold on. Try that one out. Oh, uh-oh. That's not great.
No.
My song's
still broken.
Try this one. Let's see. Coming around.
Hello.
Ah, shoot. Okay, let's try this one.
Hello.
Try that again.
Hello.
Oh my god.
Nope, nothing.
I'm getting nothing.
Okay.
All right, do you want to come on over here?
All
right. Bring over here. I'm trying to find out where.
Oh, no.
don't sit on the broken chair. Careful there, girl.
So, last week, last Wednesday, that is, it was Maryland Giving Day. And I'm really, really hoping that the kind, generous alumni of this university gave some money to WMUC because, wow, this is something special.
By the way, I've heard that we're actually flush with cash and we just aren't using it, but that's just what I hear.
Well, they're investing in Bitcoin right now, but there's going to be huge returns.
Huge.
Huge, yeah.
And also, someone stole the aux cord from the studio. So, give me a second as I log in.
All right. We don't need no aux.
No. Well, it's great to be back with you.
It has. This brings me back to last semester when we did the show on top of each other.
Yes. We were almost kissing the whole time.
And
did we? I don't know.
Not on air. Not on air.
I fed you a mint.
Yes, you did. That was very romantic.
Sensual. I liked it.
Okay. On that note,
we're going to get started for you. The theme of this week, I've decided, is called Citrus Delights. You can take from that what you will. But I think it speaks really clearly to what the theme is and how awesome it's going to be. And just have the best time with the show, guys. Music starts now.
Back on you, I tell you why. Cause I don't have to. Nasty boy.
Right, that was In Order of Being Heard. So if someone sends you flowers, buy the kinds. Anything Could Happen by The Clean, and There Are Too Many Birds by Arthur and You.
Do you like flowers, Adam, as a present?
I do. You got me flowers, and I thought that was really nice. You got me flowers as a job, getting the job gift.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, those are a proud accessory in my living room for a few while.
Oh, I thought you were about to say they're still there.
Nope.
I was thinking, maybe not. No.
Those are gone.
Yeah, I don't get the whole house plant flower thing.
No?
No.
I have some house plants. I have two orchids and an African flower lily or something like that. I got it recently from a plant store in DC.
Oh.
For my anniversary. It was nice. No, for Valentine's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, African and flower lilies are really beautiful.
Yeah.
When they're in full bloom, I mean.
Oh, I know, and they are right now.
My goodness.
The pinks that come out of those flowers. I mean, my God. Oh, I haven't seen anything gosh. Like it.
Those hues.
Those hues. God.
That's a very popular game.
We both got very Midwestern this week.
Yes, we did.
We were pretty near each other.
I haven't really tapped into the Midwest.
I think I gained about 10 pounds in lard.
In lard?
Yeah, pure lard.
What were you eating?
Well, Steak and Shake. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
It's a regional burger chain that I was told to try. They really proudly cook everything in beef tallow.
Oh,
they accept the Bitcoin if you want to buy their Bitcoin burger. They have a big Bitcoin inside of the building. And I felt really sick. I'm going to strip at the conference after it. In fact, my coworker put me on a red meat moratorium because she thought I was going to die of a heart attack because that's all they really have out there is fats and red meats. I finally got a salad on day 3. It was my first veggie, not a burger.
I hope it was nutrient dense.
It was. I found the gay neighborhood of Indianapolis. There is one. Okay. It's called Fountain Square. And I went, and they served me a salad.
How did you find it? Was it just, like, calling to you?
Well,
like,
no,
when you
we were looking up places to eat, and one of the places had one of the 7 best grilled cheese sandwiches in all of the country.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go, because I'm a big, like, grilled cheese
was it good?
Fanatic. Oh, it was incredible. Blueberry jam bread.
You lost me. And you lost me, just like
syrup,
that.
Syrup, cooked in the syrup, egg on top, drizzle, gooey cheese. Incredible.
I thought you said the grilled cheese.
It is grilled cheese.
That's not a grilled cheese.
It is.
There
Wait,
should not
look
be
at the photo.
In a
look at the
cheese.
Photo. This is really good for audio radio show, but
yeah.
Doesn't it look good?
Okay, she looks beautiful.
She's beautiful. And guess what? She was incredible. I almost my eyes were like teary.
What kind of cheese though? You said you had a grilled cheese and you didn't even bring up the cheese.
I don't know, it stretched and it pulled and it was delicious. I think maybe a provolone.
A provolone?
No.
It's like the
maybe
most
a Swiss.
Bland
I don't know.
Cheese.
I'm not sure exactly, but it was great.
You call yourself a big grilled cheese guy, and then you don't even know.
I didn't do my research. What kind of reporter am I?
I'm sorry. I really am.
Terrible.
I dived in on that one.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
But no, I agree. They got some good food over there.
Yeah.
Steak and Shake, I did not have the pleasure of experiencing, but I do like steak and I do like the shake.
There's only one in our region.
Oh.
It's in D.C., in the Rayburn House of Representatives office building, in the cafeteria.
Hmm.
Yeah, you have
to,
like...
Have you been?
I have not. I was in that building today, but I did not go.
Okay.
They opened up a new, like, woke coffee shop in one of the buildings.
What makes it woke?
It has exposed brick, a lot of, like tattoos on the baristas, nose rings, kind of, like, ironic mustaches. Very serious about, like, the technique of the coffee.
Okay. Right.
What do you call those tattoos? It's, like, a bunch of little, like, images.
Patchwork.
It was all patchwork tats.
Okay.
Which is a very, like, barista thing to have.
Gotcha.
I really have been thinking about getting a tattoo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so more conceptually.
Okay.
Just to say that I've done it. But I had nothing that I wanted to get tattooed on me.
I had a professor once who had tattooed on eyeliner. You could consider that.
Really?
Yeah.
You need to get a little closer.
Lean in.
Oh,
gosh, we are close right now.
We are close.
Now.
They can't hear ya.
No. Oh, that's okay. We don't need to. All right. Up next, I've got some songs for you. First is We Used to Be Friends by The Dandy Warhols. Play on Someone Famous. And then Come Into My World by Kylie. And Shove It by Santa Gold. Do enjoy.
Say Yeah.
All right. That was Shove It featuring Spank Rock by Santa Gold.
Oh, Spank Rock.
From the Friday the 13th, 2009 motion picture soundtrack.
I didn't see it, did you?
No, I heard it. I've seen the original, but not the reboot.
I haven't seen the original either.
It's not great. It has Kevin Bacon. It was his first role, which was kind of fun.
You know, and I also don't know who Kevin... There's multiple Bacons, right?
No, Kevin's the main one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that was one of those, you
know a Bacon, but she's not well-known. I do know a Bacon. Well, around here she is.
She's not well-known. Yeah, she's not on Kevin's level quite yet.
Yeah.
Give her some time.
Give her some time. She might get there.
She is. One time she came on this show and she did ASMR.
Oh, just...
For 20 minutes.
Just for 20 minutes?
Yep.
And no one could stop her?
I just sat there and I watched and I enjoyed. And I...
You just took it?
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
It was fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Question for you. Okay.
Fire away.
Would you rather live in a place like this, right? Where there are seasons that are felt dramatically, okay? Or in a fantasy land like San Francisco, a climate like that, where it's kind of in the same 20 degrees the whole year?
I'm going to go with the latter.
Okay. So there's this... Because this is debate. There's been a resurfacing of this Joan Didion quote, which I don't remember off the top of my head, but basically goes like, when she lives in New York and on the East Coast, she can mark time easily. Mm. You know, I was 7 during that really bad snowstorm. Or it was a really early spring the year that I got married. It was able to do that, mark it in time, but place it because there were such big swings in it. When she moved to California, lived in San Francisco, it all became this blur of emotion and memories because she wasn't able to mark it down the times of the year.
Mm.
It was great, but it was also kind of... It all felt compressed into... It almost felt like it was going by faster.
Right. And that's
which
why...
I think it's interesting.
That's why people on the West Coast, so I've heard, have a much more leisurely pace of life.
Yeah, they're so chill.
Because there's not that same... Oh my gosh, winter is coming, you know? Not that Game of Thrones effect.
Like, we can go to the beach a few months from now.
Yeah.
We can.
Yeah, exactly.
It's frozen.
Yeah. No, I mean, it definitely feels like the Truman Show.
Yeah.
The concept of it. But I would love to live in the Truman Show.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh my gosh. What a jolly time.
Put me on Truman's Little Island any day.
Yes.
I would also like to move to the temperate zone. Because
I don't like that end scene, though, with all the stairs. Too many stairs.
I'm not interested
in that many stairs.
I thought it was like 6.
But they like keep going. And he's climbing, and then he goes through the door.
I like Ed Harris's little like beret he wears. He's the voice of God.
He's the one
who runs it.
Okay, I don't remember his beret. I'm going to have to look it up.
I saw photos of him in the beret today.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. That was a niche poll.
It was a really timely.
Ed Harris and beret. 2 strikes.
He's well known. He's Oscar nominated.
Oh!
Stop.
Edward Harris, not Ed.
Oh, Edward Harris, the Oscar nominee.
The Oscar nominee.
Not Ed Harris, the beret fanatic,
so,
I see.
So, how do you feel about it being called the Actor Awards?
I think it's a better rebrand. The SAG Awards always kind of sound like it was like, it's sagging.
Oh.
And it's like, this is like, okay, like, it's awards just for acting. It's the Actor Awards. I like it.
Okay. I didn't know it was called SAG.
Yeah, the Screen Actors Guild Awards was the previous one. It was usually abbreviated to SAG Awards.
Okay.
Are you excited for the Oscars? Because I know I am.
They haven't happened yet.
They haven't happened yet.
And that's why I am excited, because they are coming up.
When are you leaving for break?
I leave on Sunday for Mexico.
Oh, have they resolved that situation down there?
Oh, yeah. They knew we were coming.
Oh,
so
good.
They got to work real quick. Yeah.
The girls are on the way. Let's nip us in the bud.
Yeah. Let's take care of this real quick.
Oh, God. All right. We have some more music for you here coming up. We got All to You by Ellen McAlwain, Fly by JK and Co., and Rain by The Clientele. Enjoy.
When you got no mind left, Don't go feeling so woke by yourself. Baby, you know I give it all to you. Oh, yes, I've learned it. Baby, you know I give it all back. Oh, la, la. Long ago, it made me cry.
All right, that was Come on Kate by Stephen Bell Booth, a New Zealand artist from the 80s.
He looks very familiar.
Well, he looks like a public school teacher.
Like a public school teacher. What makes someone look like a public school teacher?
Creases in the face.
Oh.
I'm talking about the men.
Right, of course.
But no, there's a certain, like, you know, like public school, like, male English teacher look. I feel like he's math, though, I think he does math. Because of the button-down shirt, they usually take themselves a bit more seriously.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think he'd be a good teacher?
Probably. I had a math teacher in high school. I remember he smelled really, really bad. He had bad breath.
Who?
Mr. Trigaskis.
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah. He was nice, but his breath just wasn't.
I mean, with the last name Trigaskis.
It's tough. I mean,
feel as though you were set up for failure. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone said, he said, you call me Mr. T, and I said, Mr. Trigaskis.
Nope.
I like saying the full name.
Full name.
I like saying,
we're keeping it profesh.
I've been trying to find, like, really fun last names. Like, my coworker's last name is Kuznikov. Maybe she might be listening. I don't know. She told me to send her the link. Shout out, Selena. I love her last name.
Wow, wait,
Kuznikov.
Kuznikov. Is it?
It's Serbian.
Serbian, okay.
Yeah, I thought it was more on the, like, northern, northwestern, up in the Russian region, but no. Serb.
Wow.
I like it, though.
I like that, too.
Kuznikov.
Yeah, I wish mine was a little more fun.
Harmon?
Yeah.
We can switch that up.
Yeah, I'm never going to change it, though.
Harmon Goba.
Harmon Goba.
Harmon Goba.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
Makes you sound mysterious.
It does. Yeah, you can just tell when someone has a name, like a really notable name, that they're gonna be someone.
Would you ever change Harmon? No.
No.
Yeah. Who did check is gonna stay with me. I love my last name.
It can't go anywhere.
It's so fun.
Yeah. I do like Matthew's last name.
Oh, Glinsky.
Glinsky's nice.
Glinsky.
It's got a very like Wizard of Oz feel.
You know,
my dad
just found out that was his last name in December.
Oh.
I went, hey, I'm going to the Glinskys tomorrow. He goes, the who? I go, you know, the Glinskys. Who is that? Not Matthew Kimmy? Oh, guess I didn't know Matthew's last name.
Okay.
Shut up, Dad.
That was none of his business.
That was none of his business. Why would he know that?
Also, it's nice to keep some mystery.
What reason would he have to know that?
Yeah.
He's not writing it down. He's not filling out forms.
Have your parents met? Their parents.
Yeah.
His parents.
My mom has been to their house.
Okay.
My dad, I think, has met Matthew's mom, but not Matthew's dad, I think.
Okay.
My mom came to his grad party.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And she met his dog.
Wow.
Kiki, shout out. Love her.
Aww. Princess.
Yeah.
She doing okay?
Yeah, well, she got attacked by a big dog.
Oh, no.
Over the in Frostburg, Maryland, which, of course, that's where it was.
Of course. Frostburg, Maryland is...
It's the worst.
It has a lot of violence happening.
It does. And she lost her snaggle tooth during the fight, but she made it out.
Okay.
Unscathed, mostly, except for the tooth.
Maybe the snaggle tooth will come back.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think teeth come back when you're a 12-year-old dog.
Yeah. Oh, poor girl.
Poor girl. But she's thriving. She's still sunbathing. It's fine.
Okay.
We got two more songs for you. We got A Night of Love by Jimmy Carter and the Dallas Country something. I can't. It's cut off. And 22 by Lily Allen. We'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
she was 22.